Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When it comes to protecting your diesel engines, we're with you. Less downtime and injector repairs? We're with you. Better fuel economy and power? We're with you there, too. We're Cenex Premium Diesel Fuels. And whether you're running a fleet or a farm, you'll get unbeatable performance from our unique balance of 7 top-quality additives. Looking for quicker starts? Well, we're with you there, too. So upgrade to Cenex Premium Diesel today. Cenex, our energy comes through. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Cattle producers, mark it down and plan to be there at the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches coming up Friday, March 6, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. A total of 550 Angus bulls will sell, 30 Hereford bulls will sell as well. Express Ranches is involved in all the cutting-edge technology that assists in adding value to your bottom line. Check out details of the 2015 Spring Bull Sale at expressranches.com. Or give Express Ranches a call, 800-664-3977. While grain and oilseed prices are a good bit cheaper than a year ago, overall, the commodity classic mood was pretty good this last week in Phoenix. It was especially upbeat, though, for the grain sorghum industry. They've got good prices right now, relatively speaking, strong demand, and some real wins from the 2014 farm law. The CEO of the National Sorghum Producers, Tim Luss, says they're especially happy with the 2014 farm law reference price for sorghum of $3.95. That's well above the corn reference price.
I think that 25 cents there is meaningful, and certainly part of what was important for us is that, you know, sorghum yields aren't as high. They're grown in environments that were not grown all over Iowa and Illinois, Indiana. And so when we really looked at what, protection per acre was, we needed to have that higher reference price in order to be competitive and not allow farm policy to really influence decisions there in terms of planning. And so worked very hard to get that in place and very happy that it was. And, you know, certainly have a situation now where, policy is not going to negatively affect the sorghum industry, which certainly in some past farm bills, it's been a challenge. So excited about that there. And, even more excited that we're not really worried about that at this point because the market is pulling on our crop. And, you know, market prices are above those levels where those programs kick in.
CEO Tim Lust of the National Sorghum Producers. After we were told this last Thursday by the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Val Dulcini, you would think he would know what the deal is and be willing to be honest about it. He indicated that the deadline was going to be February 27th for your final day to update yield history or reallocate base acres. But instead, he said that if you wanted to get in on that, you had to get your name on a register for Farm Service at your local FSA office. And then you go back and revisit that if your name was on the list. Otherwise, no. Well, USDA changed their mind on the final day, and they extended that base acre yield history decision deadline out to March 31st. That's the same date that currently the program choice of ARC or PLC coverage has to be made as well. Although now you've got to think, maybe they're going to extend that one beyond March 31st as well. Don't know. He was very coy about that on Thursday of last week, but does look like USDA trying to give farmers additional time to visit the FSA to try to get these decisions actually made. Oklahoma's Pork Congress held this last Friday in Norman. Among the awards handed out by the Oklahoma Pork Council here in 2015, Joe Neil Hampton receiving the OK Pork Distinguished Service Award for 2015. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a bull sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch near Chattanooga. It's on Saturday, March 14th at 1 o'clock. And at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 6. The sale includes 100 limousine and limb flex bulls, 65 fall yearlings, and 35 spring yearlings. For more information or for a sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
That's check of your agriculture news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.